Flipkart's Super Money teams up with Kotak 811 to make India's free UPI payments pay. Flipkart's Super Money has partnered with Kotak 811 to revolutionize India's free digital payments by offering a single account that combines UPI payments, savings, and secured credit. With a goal of issuing 2 million secured credit cards in the next year, Super.Money aims to introduce incentives in a market where traditional merchant fees are not allowed. The partnership with Kotak Mahindra Bank allows Super.Money to expand credit access for first-time borrowers through a 3-in-1 super account that includes a savings account, UPI payments, and a fixed D. CEO of spyware maker Memento Labs confirms one of its government customers was caught using its malware. The CEO of spyware maker Memento Labs confirmed that one of its government customers was caught using its malware, known as Dante. The spyware was identified by cybersecurity firm Kaspersky and targeted Windows users in Russia and Belarus. Memento Labs, formed in 2019 after acquiring Hacking Team, plans to stop supporting the outdated Windows spyware by the end of the year. Kaspersky linked the espionage campaign to a group with strong Russian language skills, targeting various industries. The discovery highlights the ongoing proliferation of surveillance technology and the ability of controversial companies to LG Uplus is latest South Korean telco to confirm cybersecurity incident. LG Uplus, a major telecom operator in South Korea, has reported a suspected data breach to Korea's national cybersecurity watchdog KISA. This adds to the list of cybersecurity incidents involving South Korean telcos, including SK Telecom and KT Telecom. The Ministry of Science and ICT is investigating these breaches, which may be linked to cyber attacks similar to those experienced by SK Telecom. The country's cybersecurity system faces challenges due to fragmentation and a shortage of experts, impacting its ability to respond effectively to cyber threats. Tata Motors confirms it fixed security flaws which exposed company and customer data. Tata Motors has fixed security flaws that exposed sensitive internal data, including customer information and company reports. The flaws were discovered in Tata Motors' eDukan unit by security researcher Eaton Zviari. The exposed data included customer invoices, personal information, and access to over 70 terabytes of data related to Tata Motors' Fleet Edge fleet tracking software. Zviari reported the issues to Tata Motors in August 2023, and the company confirmed that all reported flaws were fixed that same year. Tata Motors did not disclose if affected customers were notified of the billing. Here are the 5 startup battlefield finalists at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. After a rigorous selection process, the 5 finalists for the startup battlefield at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 have been announced. These finalists were chosen from thousands of applicants, with the top 20 companies competing on the Disrupt stage. The finalists include Charter Space, focusing on aerospace engineering and fintech for space, Gleed, streamlining container transportation, MacroCycle, making recycled plastic cost-effective, Nephrogen, using AI for specialized gene-editing medicine delivery, and Unlisted Homes, a platform for off-market real estate listings. These innovative startups, Silicon Valley star Thomas Middleditch makes a surprise appearance at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. Thomas Middleditch, known for his role in HBO's Silicon Valley, surprised attendees at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 by taking over a presentation by Australian startup Athelia. Middleditch pitched Athelia's mission to create a platform for storytellers, showcasing his interest in AI and its applications. He also discussed using AI for his YouTube channel, Improve with Robots. This unexpected appearance added excitement to the event and highlighted Middleditch's continued involvement in the tech world post-Silicon Valley. Waabi unveils autonomous truck made in partnership with Volvo. Self-driving truck startup Waabi announced at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 the launch of the Volvo VNL autonomous truck, developed in partnership with Volvo. The collaboration, which began 8 months ago, aims to create a custom autonomous truck using Volvo's platform and Waabi's software. Waabi's CEO, Raquel Urtesen, highlighted the company's potential to be the first to commercialize self-driving trucks without a human safety driver. This move challenges competitors like Aurora, who initially launched a driverless service, but later added a human observer. Unlisted connects homeowners with prospective buyers before they even put their homes up for sale, and is part of TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. Katie Hill's startup, Unlisted Homes, connects homeowners with potential buyers before the homes are even listed for sale. Hill's inspiration came from wanting to buy her neighbor's house with a pool. Unlisted, a top 20 startup battlefield finalist at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, functions like a Zillow for off-market properties. The platform allows buyers to join waitlists for homes they are interested in, generating over 5,700 waitlists worth $4 billion in potential transactions. Unlisted aims to connect homeowners with local resources and has received. Superteacher is building an AI tutor for elementary schools. Catch it at Disrupt 2025. Superteacher, a startup founded by Tim Novikoff, is revolutionizing education by offering an AI-powered tutoring app for elementary school students at an affordable price of $15 a month. With a mission to democratize access to private tutoring, Superteacher has gained traction with 20,000 families already signed up. The app features animated tutors with AI-generated voices, providing interactive lessons through voice-based conversations. Novikoff believes AI tutors can enhance children's learning experience, but emphasizes that they will never replace teachers in a school setting. Superteacher is set to expand to MAPA's AI voice analysis helps you find the best job candidates and will show off its tech at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. MAPA, an AI-powered behavioral intelligence platform, aims to revolutionize the hiring process by analyzing voice patterns to determine traits like communication style, empathy, and confidence in job candidates. Founded in 2023, MAPA has already raised $3.4 million and gained over 130 customers in the U.S. The platform boasts a low turnover rate of just 2% for employees hired through their system, compared to the industry average of 30%. MAPA's focus on equitable hiring has resulted in over 60% of their hires being women, LGBTQ+. Inside Campus AI's mission to close the AI training gap for everyday workers, check it out at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. Campus AI, a Polish startup, aims to bridge the AI training gap for non-technical workers through its educational platform. The platform offers courses and a virtual campus in the metaverse, similar to Roblox for adults, where users can learn AI skills and connect with others. Campus AI's courses have shown a 40% increase in efficiency and 60% more job satisfaction. The company has gained traction with over 35,000 users and 60 enterprise customers, with plans to expand globally and raise $20 million in funding. Unthread has a plan for cleaning up Slack and will show off its tech at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. Unthread, a company founded by CEO Tom Bakant, aims to revolutionize Slack-based support by utilizing AI-powered support bots for high-profile clients such as Intuit and Lemonade. The company's goal is to automate a significant portion of support issues and streamline the rest into specific support tickets. Unthread's innovative approach involves integrating AI tools to handle a wide range of problems at scale, ultimately creating a self-updating knowledge base for companies. Bakant's focus on customer feedback and staying true to the product's purpose has led Unthread to success, with the Kozla-backed Mazama tap super hot rocks in race to deliver 24/7 power. Geothermal startup Mazama Energy, backed by Vinod Kozla's firm Kozla Ventures, has achieved a major milestone by drilling the world's hottest geothermal well in Oregon. The well reaches 629 GFs at the bottom, enough to power thousands of homes. This development could revolutionize the geothermal energy industry, with the potential to generate 5 gigawatts of energy at one site and up to 100 gigawatts in other locations. By tapping into deeper, hotter rocks, Mazama aims to produce 25 megawatts. Aurora expands self-driving trucks route to El Paso. Aurora has extended its self-driving trucks route from Fort Worth to El Paso, covering a distance of 600 miles, marking their second driverless route. The company achieved a significant milestone by completing over 100,000 driverless miles on public roads with 5 self-driving trucks. Aurora plans to expand to Phoenix by the end of the year and is now integrating next-generation hardware made by Fabrinet with Volvo VNL autonomous trucks. This new hardware boasts improved performance, durability, and cost-effectiveness, with LiDAR technology capable of detecting objects one. Mirror's founder is back with a new connected screen startup, a gaming device called Board. Bryn Putnam, founder of the popular connected fitness startup Mirror, has launched a new venture called Board, a tech-powered gaming console that merges board games and video games. Following the sale of Mirror to Lululemon for $500 million in 2020, Putnam introduced Board at the TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 conference in San Francisco. Board features a 24-inch screen in a wood finish frame, allowing multiple players to engage in interactive games. The device comes with 12 launch games and 50 game pieces, with plans. Netflix CTO says more vertical video experiments are coming, but Streamer is not competing with TikTok. Netflix's CTO, Elizabeth Stone, revealed at the TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 conference that the streaming giant is exploring vertical video as a way to innovate its content offerings. While not directly competing with platforms like TikTok, Netflix aims to cater to mobile users with a variety of content types. Stone mentioned a vertical video feed test that showcases clips of original titles to entice viewers. Additionally, Netflix is venturing into podcasts through a partnership with Spotify, with plans to experiment with new content types in the coming years. Stone emphasized the importance of providing a Netflix launches redesigned profiles for kids. Netflix has launched a redesigned TV experience for kids' profiles globally, aiming to simplify design and navigation. The update mirrors a similar redesign for standard profiles introduced in May, featuring an AI-powered search tool and better recommendations. The new design for kids' profiles includes a revamped homepage with a navigation bar linking to My Netflix, where children can access their watched, saved, and loved content in one place. Real-time recommendations and familiar features like character-themed rows and parental controls remain unchanged. Netflix also announced upcoming features like real-time voting and live party games. With us, 8 seconds. Netflix CTO announces interactive real-time voting for live content. Netflix CTO Elizabeth Stone announced at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 that the streaming service is introducing real-time voting for live content, aiming to enhance viewer engagement. This interactive feature allows audiences to vote while watching live shows, influencing the outcome directly. Netflix tested this with Dinner Time Live with David Chang and will expand to the reboot of Star Search. The company also plans to launch immersive experiences on its homepage, starting with a Halloween collection. This move towards interactive and immersive content aims to create a more engaging and community-driven viewing experience for Netflix. Donald Trump's Truth Social is launching a polymarket competitor. Truth Social, a social media platform owned by Donald Trump and his family, is launching a cryptocurrency-based gambling service called Truth Predict. Users can bet on events like sports games and political races. The platform aims to democratize information and empower users. The launch of Truth Predict comes as Polymarket plans to return to the U.S. after facing regulatory issues. The Trump family has ties to both Truth Social and Polymarket, raising concerns about conflicts of interest. Trump Jr. is involved in both ventures, prompting scrutiny from critics. Sam Altman says OpenAI will have a legitimate AI researcher by 2028. OpenAI is making significant strides in advancing its deep learning systems, aiming to have an intern-level research assistant by 2026 and a fully automated AI researcher by 2028. This ambitious timeline coincides with OpenAI's transition to a public benefit corporation, enabling more opportunities for capital raising. Chief Scientist Jakub Pachacki believes that superintelligent AI systems could be less than a decade away, with OpenAI focusing on algorithmic innovation and increasing computational resources to tackle complex problems. The restructuring allows for a $25 billion commitment to using AI for curing death.